You can still find some old deeds that use a large tree to mark a property boundary. Such was the case for Brent Gooden's farm, but their boundary oak is much more than a marker. It's their business. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
As Brent Gooden explains, there's a good reason why bourbon produced in the region around Louisville and Lexington, Kentucky is considered top-notch.
Being on top of a soft limestone shelf, which is part of the central Kentucky Ridge, that water and the minerals that come from that is what tended to make our bourbon unique across the world.
This nation's first liquors tended to use sugar. That changed over time. Here in Kentucky, it's the right water combined with the right grain, usually corn, that makes this a prime spot for distilling.
In the early days of America, as a lot of people know, you know, we were a rum nation, but in Kentucky, it's all grains and it's generally mostly all bourbon. There's some new craft style whiskeys, which are distilled some with sugar. We have a Kentucky Amber, which is a product that's like that.
Brent is the founder and owner of Boundary Oak Distillery. The name has much to do with their farm and what goes into the distilling process.
The original distillery, the water source, comes from the beneath of a huge oak tree, which is a boundary marker between two farms, and that boundary oak is what it was traditionally called on survey markers. The water comes out on top of this ridge about 1,000 feet in the air, and we use that water to distill with, and so we named our distillery after that tree.
And at Boundary Oak, it's the combination of ingredients that Brent believes makes great end products.
We've got a lot of good grains in Kentucky, of course, and I think we can't deny that. But for us, having that good raw water source was very important to us to have a good product.
We'll have more from Boundary Oak next time as we travel the countryside in Radcliffe, Kentucky. I'm Andrew McCrae.